This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, so we got a lot to talk about today. You know, there are some other medical news stories, but of course, topping the list is Ebola and how a second person in Dallas, a healthcare worker that took care of Thomas Duncan when he was going through the worst part of his Ebola, has now become afflicted with Ebola. So obviously there's a lot of questions. Well, wait a second. If this was in the hospital and she knew he had Ebola, we're not talking about somebody who took care of him and before they sent him home. We're talking about somebody who took care of him while he was sick, where they were already, you know, dressed in their suits, etc. This person came down with Ebola, prompting a lot of concern that Ebola could be transmitted through ways that are being revealed to us as airborne, etc. Well, we get the news yesterday that there was a breach of protocol, that the healthcare worker did not, quote-unquote, follow protocol to a T, and that's why the worker was affected. Right? Many of you were concerned about our dog. Apparently, the dog, I think it's a she, the dog is still alive. They are not putting down the dog, but the dog has been moved to an undisclosed area. They say the dog will be reunited with the patient, but we haven't seen that yet. So now, you know, now we're starting to get a little nervous because this is very similar to what happened in Madrid, right? Somebody was helping somebody who was dying of Ebola. The priest had died. The nurse became afflicted with it, and she was only in the room a couple times. Okay, now we have this healthcare worker. We're not getting all the details that we would like. We'd like to know how long the person was there, if there was a known breach. Okay, they think there was a breach. Okay, well, what exactly was the breach? Okay, she had been in contact with the patient. We know that. We know that she had been given the suits. She had been given the protective gear. All right, so where was the breach? Now, you know, when we look at what sort of prevention and control recommendations there are, if you go to the CDC website, it's a lot, okay? It's a lot. CNN was showing pictures of how to take off your gloves and put them on and take them off, how to dispose of them. You know, basically, I learned that it was very, very easy, to be honest, you know, when I was in doing my surgery rotations. All right, you know, you take off the one dirty glove, then with your clean hand, you try to go under the glove and peel it off, so now you're not touching the dirty glove. In surgery, a lot of times, as you take off the robe, the surgical gown, it will peel off the gloves with it, so you don't even have to touch the other glove. You know, there's a lot of protective measures with this, but you get very nervous because we're now talking about a nurse who obviously knew he had Ebola. So you're very, very aware. And you know how, you know, you touch something and you can feel it on your skin all day, you know. So, I mean, if she felt like she touched something, you know, like any bodily fluid, et cetera, you would think she would have washed her hands and used the sanitizing equipment, et cetera. So I'm going to review with you some of these protocols. And, I mean, there's a lot. Right now, the hospitals are starting to get their poops together and going, okay, you know what, we need to get these people trained and trained better. But was it really a protocol issue? Are they telling this to us so we don't panic that it was airborne? Now, should these protective gears and these masks prevent airborne transmission? For most, yes, they should. So even if, God forbid, it was airborne, I think there was an issue with the taking off and on the mask and things like that because, you know, if she was wearing the protective gear to begin with, you know, but if she doesn't recall touching the fluid, then we got to think of some sort of air transmission. Okay, so first of all right? Let's go through this really quickly here. There should be a single patient room, including a private bathroom, for the patient. So the patient should not be in the middle of an ER with a bunch of cubicles or a bunch of dividers, okay, among them, all right? Facilities should maintain a log of all persons entering the patient's room. I hate it when you see grammatically incorrect, of all persons, people. Now, all persons entering the patient room for the CDC should be wearing gloves, gown which is fluid resistant or impermeable, not a nightgown, but a fluid resistant or impermeable gown, eye protection like goggles or facial shield and face mask. Just because you have a face mask over your mouth and nose, remember your eyes have mucous membranes. You have to wear a total face shield. All right. Sometimes when there's copious amounts of blood or vomit or feces or whatever, we double glove, shoe coverings and leg coverings. I remember having to go through that. Then there should be dedicated medical equipment, okay? All non-dedicated, non-disposable medical equipment need to go and be disinfected, etc. You want to limit the use of needles and sharps as much as possible, but make sure you dispose of them right. The phlebotomy needs to be done with care. You know, I think he was undergoing dialysis, so there was a lot of port access. That could have been a site. Aerosoling procedures. Apparently, there's supposed to be certain aerosol-generated procedures that you want to kind of avoid. You don't want to be, like, for example, an SVN treatment. You know where you sit there on the peace pipe and you're breathing in medicine to open up the lungs, but there's all this smoke going out into the room, this aerosol, that, okay? Hand hygiene, supposed to be washing your hands. There's supposed to be supplies for hand hygiene everywhere, safe injection practices, etc. When you take off the outfit, when you take it off, it's supposed to be very, very well calculated. Either somebody helps you with things you can't touch. You are not supposed to be touching the back. There's a way to just peel out of those clothes. There's a way to do that. You know, if you have any open sores, I always recommend before you go into surgery, make sure they're covered. All right, because one, that's a port for something to get into you, and B, you could get something out and seep that. So, you know, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see where exactly this person, quote-unquote, failed. But if they didn't, then there's a lot more to Ebola that we don't know. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. The Renaissance Fair was in town. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and wow, I remember going years ago, but I don't remember being this big. And wow, see, I'm really into all the swords and chivalry and the, you know, the dresses with the course, you know, kind of the, I don't know, everything all kind of tucked in. I bought myself one of those dresses. I went home, tried it on. I don't look like the way the models do by any means, but at least I got one of those dresses. Got some shields and some good-looking swords. It was really, really exciting. But what's interesting is I guess there's this whole world out there where there's supposed to be, and you guys probably know more about this than I, but there's supposed to be a realm, right? And there are people that live within this realm. They live among us, okay? But apparently, like, when the king comes into town, you have to host the king and put him up. Get together and they do, you know, renaissance things, and they drink from the steins and the big goblets and the turkey legs and the, and, you know, I think it's really cool. You know, going back at the time, you saw their little villages, you know, and their tents and things like that, because that's how they would live for the few days they would be there in the, during the Renaissance Fair, some of the companies that were represented there. And it's just so, you see them having fun. You see them giggling. You don't see electricity. You don't see TV. You don't see satellites. You know, and it was just really, really cool. So for those of you who've never been to a Renaissance Fair, oh, no, mind you, some things were expensive. I was trying to look at some dresses. They were like 300 something. I'm like, wait, really, please. All right, but I got a good deal. Oh, you know I would get a good deal. Oh, they had these little finger armors. You know, like the orcs in Lord of the Rings, and it would be like rings that went along the whole finger. Of course, my kids were modeling it on their middle fingers, and I had to stop that pretty fast. There was also a lot of the Lord of the Rings stuff, too, like the ring, you know, that has the elvish on it. And I was looking for something that looked like Aragorn or Legolas. And people dressed up. It's just so nice. You guys have to go. You got to go to the Renaissance Fair, okay? And it was a beautiful weekend to go out. Now, apparently one lady thought it would be a beautiful weekend to go out. Nancy Steinerman, she wanted to go and, you know, go to her favorite soup restaurant in New Jersey. The problem with this woman deciding to go out and enjoy the day was she's supposed to be in isolation for a voluntary Ebola quarantine. Apparently, Nancy Steinerman was part of the news crew that was exposed to Ashoka Mukpo, the station's cameraman. And 62-year-old Nancy Steinerman was one of seven people ordered to cut off all human contact for 21 days because the cameraman is fighting the deadly disease now in Nebraska. Well, she decided to run out to go to Pleasant Grill in Hopewell Borough, New Jersey. I guess to get some yummy eats. And everyone's all mad at her, but I mean, think about it. You gotta be in isolation for 21 days. You know, somebody told me not to leave the house for one day. I would be going crazy. The team had been initially encouraged to isolate themselves. The group had been reporting on the Ebola outbreak for NBC News in Liberia when the cameraman, Mukpo, was diagnosed with a deadly virus just a day after he was hired to work on the team. But there was a voluntary agreement. Now that somebody, I guess, I don't understand that. If it's a voluntary isolation, so then, you know, I mean, does it mean they're going to just voluntarily isolate themselves for a certain amount of time? Or does it mean you voluntarily take on the 21-day commitment? That's my guess. You're voluntarily taking on the 21-day isolation period. They agreed to follow guidelines that have been set by local health authorities. All right, and so far, I guess nobody else on the team has shown they've been sick, etc. Anyway, she said that all the gear she and her crew used were being disinfected. They all shared workspace, vehicles, etc. Well, now, because she violated the mandatory now, or violated the voluntary, now it's going to be mandatory. So now, I know they were groaning. They're probably like, oh, man, why would she be so... Okay, so anyway, now it's all mandatory. But, you know, does it ever kind of give you the creeps that here we are worried about one person walking into a soup restaurant or someplace where you could go and grab, like, deli? Okay, does that bother you that we have to freak out at that level? I mean, mind you, usually I get the flu if I ever miss my flu shot just from standing in line at the grocery store, somebody coughing on you and, you know. But, you know, here we are. We aren't all being OCD about protecting ourselves. Maybe we need to be. You know, I mean, you know how many times I'm at Walmart or whatever, especially around Christmas shopping time, and people are, like, touching you. I mean, the carts are supposed to give you some room. But a lot of people, they leave their cart, and then they go to get some gum or cigarettes or something. So then they're up. You know, you're, like, standing in line to line. Or, like, with food, you're line to line. And you're touching people, you're breathing on people, etc. You know, look at how paranoid we could become when it comes to germs. All right, because of this Ebola thing. I mean, we're not going to get Ebola standing in line at Walmart or Target or anything like that. Okay, it's not airborne. Right now, we're good, okay? We're good. But when you see how everybody's freaked out because she ran in to get some soup. Okay? If we don't know much about this disease, all right, that's going to freak people out. Well, if you're going to be panicked that somebody ran in to get some soup, then you might want to look around you and you'll start panicking about all the stuff that's around you. I mean, you know, if you take a electron microscope and blow it up, you're seeing the staph and the fungi and the viruses and prions and all sorts of stuff and the amoebas and the paramecium and the worms, you know, that are floating around and the lice and the scabies, et cetera. All right. It is a mess, a microbiology mess whenever you walk into any place with a lot of people. Now, one of you had asked me, and we got a lot of emails to get to in the next segment, but one of you had asked me, how do you not become paranoid? You're starting to become paranoid on planes, you're starting to clean everything with antimicrobials, and you're afraid that you're starting to develop OCD. All right, OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, is where you cannot go about your day, and you cannot go about your regular life without ritualistically going through some sort of a process. You know, I don't think I shut off the oven or the stove. I need to drive back. Did I shut off the water to the faucet? I need to drive back. So you do that half a dozen times, that kind of thing. Or, oh, wait a second, you know, this desk is all messed up. I need to keep cleaning it. You're like, yeah, but you have a job to do. I can't move on until I get this done. You know, those are some signs of some severe OCD. But you going, look, I have a cleaning protocol to do when it comes to my food. Or an airplane. When I get to an airplane, I'm going to wipe off the armrest. I'm going to wipe off the table. I'm going to wipe off the TV screen. I'm going to, if you have a little protocol, having a protocol does not mean you have OCD. All right. Now, I used to work at a restaurant. So you don't want to ask me what I think of the forks and the knives and the spoons and the glasses and the cups and the salad dressing and all that. It's pretty scary stuff. And so a lot of us that have had that type of experience, you know, like, for example, you know, bartenders have a tough time and cocktail waitresses have a tough time ordering drinks in a restaurant because they know the markup. You know, a $20 bottle, okay, you're using like 1/1000th of that for your half a shot and you're being charged $9 for the drink. Okay, so, you know, a lot of us with our own past experience, we know, you know, certain ups and downs in the industry, so we'll either protect ourselves or we'll, you know, we'll, I don't know, do different things, etc. But when it comes to germs and it comes to what we're seeing now, I don't want you guys fearing that you all will become OCD because I'm a doctor. And in my industry, where we had bugs and microbials and MRSA and Clostridium difficile and all sorts of nasty things and AIDS, HIV, you know, that you could get from patients. We all didn't become OCD. In fact, a lot of us became lax. A lot of us doctors, a lot of us healthcare workers became a little bit more lax. All right. I mean, I had a woman, I was delivering her emergently, barely was able to get on gloves. She was still in a bed. She was in a triage area, but the baby was just coming out too quick. I run over to catch the baby. The bag explodes all over me, gets all in my hair and mouth. And oh my gosh, it was disgusting. Amniotic fluid, like I've said before, tastes like the Pacific Ocean. Really salty, really disgusting, whatever. And thank God I didn't get AIDS. I didn't get hepatitis. I didn't get anything. So, you know, as a doctor or nurse, you start to have these experiences where you're like, okay, wait a second, maybe I don't have to be as paranoid. So I would be more worried about some of us in the healthcare field being a little bit more lax, but none of us should be. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, you can find us on ConnectPal. Great way to get some one-on-one, good medical advice directly, a little bit more personalized service. Go to ConnectPal.com. All right, you know, this was an interesting email I received. Dr. D, 1 week before my father-in-law died, I got into a fight with him and told him I hated him. He died of a heart attack, and since then, my wife will not talk to me. It's been a month. So he goes to say, you know, he's thinking she wants to divorce him. Yeah, this is tough. This is very tough. Okay, you got in-law issues. And many of us fight with our in-laws. All of a sudden, something bad happens to them. And you look like the bad guy because you were the one fighting with the in-law. I mean, you got to be really, really careful. Really, really careful with even coworkers, guys. Okay? You may sit there and be ripping on a coworker, and everybody else may be like, yeah, I don't like that coworker. All of a sudden, something bad happens to the coworker, and you may be the last man standing that everybody remembers said something bad. You see what I mean? All right? You have to be extremely careful when it comes to these delicate relationships at work or in the family. So, like, for example, let's say you got into a fight with your wife's husband or your wife's mother, and the wife was on your side at the time, okay? That's the wife's family. She's going to still love them as a baseline. You may be like, oh, he was a bastard, he was this or whatever. But when, God forbid, he dies, rather than you thinking to yourself, okay, well, you know, no one's going to get mad at me because, you know, he really was a bastard, everybody's going to be crying at the funeral, because when someone dies, we always try to remember the good. So you need to be extremely careful in any relationship, even if it's the boss, etc., that you don't perpetuate the negativity. You always have to think, what happens if that was the last word you ever said? Sometimes I get nervous with the kids too. Like, I yell at the kids when they go to school because they make me mad, they didn't get ready, etc. And then I get nervous, what if that's the last time I see them? You know, so I always try to think to myself, just in case it's the last time I ever see them. You know, many of you will help your buddy when he's going through a breakup with the girl. And you go, you know, I never liked that witch to begin with. I mean, she was skank, she was this. You know, dude, you made the right choice. I never liked her. And then all of a sudden, he gets back together with her, and there's this cloud of what you said. Now, if your friend was cool, he'd be like, look, I know you were just trying to back me up. But if you had gone into the degree of, you know, she hit on me, she, you know, I would never sleep with her because she would, I don't know, if you really went that deep into the insults, you can't go back, okay? So now, how do you save this? I mean, could a marriage break up over this? Absolutely, all right? Because now, you can't get that relationship back with her father-in-law. He's dead. She is, you know, he's now, you know, in spirit. She's going to idolize him. And you hated him. So every time she thinks of his dad or whatever, if that's, if she's, you know, going to go down that thought process, connecting you into it, you could be in trouble. So you need to obviously be there for support. All right. And, you know, if she goes, well, you hated him, so it doesn't matter. You know, go, look, I didn't hate him. We were in a fight. Okay. You know, I miss him too. And talk about the positives. Don't lie. She'll know that you're lying. Don't lie. Talk about the positives. And you could say, look, my only regret is that he and I weren't ever able to have a relationship such that I could know what you're feeling. You know, I don't know. You know, and maybe, like I said, always get a counselor, get a marriage counselor. They'll do a lot better than I would. But it is salvageable. Okay? It is. I mean, you know, she's in grief. It's only been a month. She's going to be grieving. And yeah, that stinks. Now, if you were the one that caused the heart attack, if you were the one making him so mad, let me take that back. You wouldn't have been the one to cause it. He would have had a heart attack anyway. But let's say you guys had a fight. You tell him, you are the biggest piece of crap, blah, 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 blah. Then he drops dead of a heart attack. I don't think she'll ever recover from that. But again, she has to realize a heart attack would happen no matter what. Many of you, oh gosh, I've had patients over the last, I don't know how many years, come in saying I was the one that caused the heart attack. I was the one that caused this. I went for years thinking I was the one that caused my friend to commit suicide. One of my friends was supposed to move in. We were going to share an apartment. We weren't dating or anything. And I was really nervous that I was going to miss Melrose Place during the move. And this was before I needed a place to stay for a couple months before I went to medical school. And so we were going to get an apartment together really quickly before I went off to medical school, etc. So I needed to make sure he had a VCR because my current roommate who was going to New Zealand was going to take the VCR. And I did not want to miss any of Melrose Place or 90210. So I call him up and I make sure, you know, that he has a VCR. I'm like, are you sure? Because I got to make sure, we have to remember, as soon as you move in, don't forget to go and click it and set it to this. He's like, I got it. No problem. I'll see you Thursday. Well, I never saw him. I never saw him at work. I never saw him. I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to move in. And it turned out that night I talked to him, he had died. He had made a tent in his room and took some chemicals from work and made himself a kind of like a little chamber of I think hydrochloric acid and cyanide and kill himself. And so I was worried that I might have been the last one that talked to him. I know some of you are like, well, Dahlia, you drive people crazy. And I felt that way. I felt, oh, my God, I was talking about a VCR, and I was worried about the VCR. I mean, you think I talk fast and I'm hyper now. You should have seen me 20-some years ago. But you can't. You can't. Because if somebody was thinking of suicide to that degree, the thought of Dr. Dahlia moving in with them should not, I mean, then that person had a very, very weak psychological constitution to begin with. May he rest in peace. But, yeah, it's a shame. It's still like, oh, my gosh, you know, to think he could have been the last person. I don't know that for sure, but that's my guess because they said he died that night and I talked to him leaving. So, I don't know. I mean, living with me shouldn't be that bad. You know, now I know how to handle my own VCR things. I never really bother my husband to tape stuff unless I'm going to be on TV and I want to see how I look. So I'll go, will you go home? It looks like I'm going to be interviewed. Can you go tape that? So fine, I'll go home and do it. You know, but, you know, he's my husband. He has to. Okay, you know, he's not allowed to check out. Okay, he's my husband. And so when he got married to me, all right, it's part of the deal. He has to deal with all my little minutiae, and in return, well, I haven't made good on that part yet, but in return, I'm supposed to do something back. Okay, so it's all about communication. Okay, your wife, in-laws. Okay, so then, what do you do if you are in a relationship now? You're looking at this case going, okay, great. Someone's going to die in the family. I didn't have a good relationship. Start mending relationships now, even if you can't stand the person. Okay? You know, you can even say, look, I know we didn't get along in the past. Okay? You know, let's move forward. Okay? You know, we should be able to get along. We should be able to, you know, be one big happy family. I mean, we've all seen the Waltons, right? So, you know, and move forward. If, however, it was so well known that you hated that person, all right, you cannot look like you're doing the dance because the person died. You can't do that. Okay? You have to, I mean, because that's really, really hard. Whenever somebody dies in the family, you know, I mean, we've had family members die that my husband wasn't close to. He was amazing. He immediately stepped up to bat and showed sympathy. You could show sympathy to somebody grieving, even if you don't know the person. So you hating the person, you could still do this. It's still doable. Okay? It is still doable. How would you show sympathy to somebody who came in saying they lost their brother or whatever? You know, you'd be like, gosh, how do you show sympathy? You're like, oh my gosh, I can't imagine what you're going through. Is there anything I could do? That must be really, really hard. You know, validate what they're going through. That must be really, really difficult. You know, you're showing amazing strength. I'm going to help pray, you know, that you get through this and are as strong as possible and that, you know, he's up there in heaven or she's up there in heaven, you know, and you know, even if you don't know the person, you're able to show some compassion. So, all right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, in some breaking news right now, we have the identity of the second U.S. Ebola patient. Her name is Nina Pham, confirmed by her family. Nina Pham is only 26 years old. She was the one that became infected while treating Thomas Eric Duncan. Obviously, the first Ebola patient to die in the United States after coming here from Liberia to Dallas. Nina Pham, the nurse, graduated from Texas Christian Young's Nursing University program in 2010, thus far as the first known to contract the disease while in the U.S. Apparently, health officials were closely watching her condition, while the World Health Organization warned against, quote-unquote, irrational and disorganized efforts to avoid infection. Apparently, they say her infection, as we talked about earlier this hour, was a breach of protocol. That was, they're right now decontaminating her apartment. Her dog has been moved to an undisclosed location. They will not kill the dog because so many people have been upset that the Madrid nurse's dog got killed. Right now, the death toll has reached over 4,000 people, right? Mostly out of Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. We don't know what she's currently being treated with. We don't know if she's being treated with ZMAP. I'm not sure. In Jacksonville Baptist Medical Center, they have isolated a patient who was being tested for Ebola, but they thought that that was going to be highly unlikely. They say there's been over 5,000 false calls or false, what's the word for it when, you know, somebody calls false alarm in terms of Ebola with somebody calling the CDC, et cetera. And so, again, that should not mean that we relax. Okay, we talked about this on Fox 5 News on Friday evening. They had asked me about, you know, are we just blowing this out of proportion? You know, more people die from the flu. You know, here we have one person die in the United States of Ebola, and we're going crazy. And I said, but the problem is when we weren't blowing it out of proportion and we weren't freaking out, we let Thomas Duncan go home when he should have been probably, quarantined. We did. He went to, walked into the hospital. It was hot outside. Maybe had some flu, food poisoning symptoms, had a fever with it. They gave him antibiotics. Of course, when you send him home, you say, come back if you have a fever or anything like that. And that's what he did. He came back. Right, just lo and behold, he had Ebola. Now, it looks like he didn't expose anybody else. So, I'm not sure what the liability is going to be. People have asked what's going to happen with Texas Presbyterian Hospital in terms of liability. Well, you know, if nobody dies based on him, that's a good sign. However, if people are upset about the quarantines and the exposure and the if somebody makes a case for... I'm trying to think of the word. I apologize. I'm having trouble finding words. I can't think of it. You know, pain and suffering, that kind of thing. Mental anguish. Who knows? And we don't know if the family's going to make a case that Thomas Duncan could have possibly lived if they didn't send him home, not realizing it was Ebola. Now, I mean, again, is it really the hospital's fault? Well, on one end, the hospital letting somebody go that had Ebola and then making them come back, yes, at that point, they made a mistake, okay? But is it the patient, is it their fault that he died of Ebola? You know, when we talk about liability and suing doctors and suing hospitals and things like that, all right, and I'm not making this a case for doctors. Let's just be really, really objective about this, okay? People die. People get into a car accident and they die. People get afflicted with a disease, pneumonia, heart attack, etc., all right? And many of these diseases, okay, are the goal of the disease is to just continue to thrive until you die. It takes us nurses, healthcare workers, administrators, doctors, orderlies, everybody in a hospital to help make sure that doesn't happen and to do our best that it doesn't. So that if you end up dying anyway, people will say, well, the hospital was at fault, whereas you got a deadly disease. If the hospital saves you, they saved you. But you see, now what does the world expect? The world expects that if you have multiple arteries clogged, that the doctor is God. No, the doctor's not God. All right? You know, you have multiple arteries clogged, you'll probably be prone to a heart attack. Yes, maybe some of us can bring you back using CPR and, you know, advanced life support measures. And, you know, yeah, there's a lot of things we could do now and we could try to save people. But a lot of people don't look at it as, oh, they saved this person's life. They looked at it as, well, you lost that patient. Yes, we have been very, very successful at being able to stave off a pneumonia death or flu death. Sometimes we can't do it. We do the best we can. All right, you know, we've been able to save people from heart attacks that would have killed them, from congestive heart failure. But just because somebody goes into a hospital with a life-threatening disease and they die, you know, how much fault really gets blamed? You get Ebola, there's a good chance you're going to die, no matter who takes care of you. Now, this is where lawyers come in. And lawyers, and I have to admit, I actually admire the art of law. You know, I admire interpretation, things like that. I admire how they could do that. I'm just not a big fan, but I admire the art. I understand, I appreciate what their profession is. I just am not so much a big fan of some of these lawsuits, okay? Because they could say, well, wait a second. All right, if he would have gotten the treatment 2 days prior, he could have lived. And this is an argument that many attorneys make when doctors get sued. If the doctor would have sent the patient to the specialist earlier, if the doctor could have started the medicine earlier, this person would have lived. That doctor was negligent. Therefore, we sue. Wrongful death, whatever. And it blows my mind. You know, there was a lady who had, unfortunately, aggressive rectal cancer. And this aggressive rectal cancer killed her. The doctor identified something was wrong, sent her to the GI doctor to start getting treatment, did the best he could because she didn't have insurance, got the GI doctor to give her a discount, whatever. She dies, and this doctor gets sued because he didn't send her to a gastroenterologist sooner, and the lawyer was able to convince the jury that if he did, the woman would be alive right now today. How can you say that? You know, I understand there's an issue where somebody may come in with a paper cut. All right, nobody suggests tetanus. Nobody suggests cleaning the wound. Nobody suggests whatever. Maybe it gets worse and it gets worse, whatever. But you have a deadly disease, okay? It's a deadly disease, yes. Doctors are now expected to catch everything early and institute treatment. But you have a deadly disease. All right? How much fault is it going to be? Now, again, I would have not wanted my facility to turn away an Ebola patient. Okay? So you are now going to see our facility, many other facilities, really take somebody walking in with a fever that had any association with Africa, West Africa specifically, with a lot of caution. Are we going to start to see over-quarantining, over-isolating? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Are we going to see people try to break out of isolation? Are we going to start to have to see law take over and authorities take over? I mean, it could get pretty ugly. All right, we've got to get this Ebola thing under wraps. We have got to get this under control, or this is going to be the most chaotic flu season. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Liberian workers who are trying to save Ebola patients now striking because of their conditions. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.